The house which has a green roof is for sale. The house that has a green roof is for sale. I saw the house which has a green roof. I saw the house that has a green roof. If we're referring to a place, we use where. Wellington is the place where you will find the beehive. This is the cafe where you'll get good coffee. If we're referring to a specific time, we use when. I don't remember the day last week when Anna forgot her password. If we are referring to people's possessions, we use whose. There is the man whose letterbox was stolen. Relative pronouns are very common. See if you can find them in the subtitles.
You be careful, Little Red Riding Hood. The forest is the place where the big bad wolf lives.
I can't remember any time this whole year that wolf has attacked someone or even been seen.
That wolf is an evil eating machine. And he has eaten two of my best friends. Now hurry along. The food which is in that basket is for your gran, not you.
I know. I wasn't going to eat it.
Hey, there's that wolf that I was talking about.
Who, that, which, where, when, and whose are all relative pronouns. Watch the dialogue again and check that they are used correctly.
You be careful, Little Red Riding Hood. The forest is the place where the big bad wolf lives.
I can't remember any time this whole year that wolf has attacked someone or even been seen.
That wolf is an evil eating machine. And he has eaten two of my best friends. Now hurry along. The food which is in that basket is for your gran, not you.
I know. I wasn't going to eat it.
Hey, there's that wolf that I was talking about.
From relative pronouns, we change to quantifiers. Remember that we use quantifiers to give answers to the questions how much and how many. Countable nouns can be singular for one or plural for more than one. Plurals have an S on the end. One cat, two cats. 32 countries. If a noun is uncountable, it does not have a plural form. We do not say salts or rices, we just say salt or rice. With countable nouns, we can use the quantifiers several, a few, quite a few, very few, many, a number of, loads of, hundreds of, dozens of, and too many. We can put any of these in a sentence like this. There are hundreds of books in the library. Books is a countable noun. With uncountable nouns, we can use the quantifiers a little, very little, quite a bit of, much, a great deal of, or too much. We can put any of these in a sentence like this. There is quite a bit of butter in the container. Butter is an uncountable noun. Some quantifiers can be used with both countable and uncountable nouns. For example, a lot of, lots of, enough, plenty of, and some.